in Sweden, about 250 kilometers west of the capital Stockholm, so inland in Sweden. There was a school shooting at a school for adult learning, so 20 years and above, and vocational training. 11 people got killed, 5 people quite seriously injured. And among the killed people is also the shooter, a 35-year-old Swedish national, who apparently, after killing and wounding these people, shot himself. According to the information released at the moment by the Swedish police, he was a lone actor, psychological problems with a hunting license, and a more than good likelihood that the gun he owned was actually a legally purchased hunting rifle.
So what do you make of the situation, and how is it impacting people and, I guess, the authorities there? What are they saying about this individual? What do they know about him? Was he radicalized, motivated, or was this just a scenario where he had some mental problems?
Well, I mean, according to, they're still investigating this, but so far they've been very clear that they have not yet found any link to a terrorist organization or, and I explain this in a minute, link to any criminal gang in Sweden. So it seems really that it's a lone actor who had psychological problems, who had been refused military service. So he wanted to be in the military, but was refused twice. So apparently a gun military enthusiast who felt left out. And then for whatever reason, which is still part of the investigation, decided to kill people at that adult school. The gang reference is particularly interesting because there has been a marked uptick in violence in Sweden for the last 2 years, where two criminal gangs are fighting out a classic turf war across the entire country for the control of the illicit drug market in Sweden, including things that we don't see in usually in Europe: hand grenades blowing up apartments, teenagers being hired as hired guns, executing other teenagers on football pitches. So this school shooting comes in a fairly elevated atmosphere of violence that Sweden is already experiencing for the last 24 months, a little bit longer than that. And really, is this society is pretty much on the edge right now. This, of course, led also to a backlash politically, and you have now the Sweden Democrats, which is a right-wing populist party being in power, showing that internal domestic problems immediately in democracies also translate into shifts in the political system and not always to the best.
A couple of people that I have seen quotes from, Hans, have indicated they don't think that this particular college, as they term it, which is popular with immigrants, they don't think it was a coincidence that it was chosen. Your thoughts?
It is a school for adults, i.e., not just for immigrants. It's for anyone above 20 who hasn't finished their high school education, who needs further vocational training, who wants to get an advanced degree to get into university. So it's open to all Swedes, but clearly there is a large number of immigrants who have come with some type of education to Sweden and now trying to actually get a Swedish degree that is recognized by employers or as an entry into a Swedish university. So it could be, of course, that there was some kind of xenophobic right-wing extremist motivation behind it, but the individual clearly has not been connected to any of the really known, quite powerful right-wing extremist networks that exist in Sweden. For example, in Sweden, there is a chapter of the Nordic Resistance Movement, a very violent right-wing extremist transnational network that in the past, after training with Russians, was responsible for its members, or what they say, former members, to bomb several migrant homes in 2014, beginning of 2015 in Sweden. So there is a violent right-wing extremist scene that is recognized in Sweden, but the police in Sweden insists that he was not connected to any of these. Now they're still going through his online profile, of course, and being a loner offline doesn't necessarily mean you're also a loner online. And I expect we will know more about potential online radicalization of this individual in the coming days. But so far, at least as far as the security services are concerned, no physical links to these kind of violent extremist groups that are operating in Sweden.
And the message here for the U.S. and the West.
Look, I mean, if you are in a society in which violence becomes normalized, so Sweden does have actually quite stringent gun control laws, but it, as I said, for the last more than 2 years, it's been in a situation where violence and murder have become a fairly regular occurrence, including in fairly horrible circumstances. So teenagers executing other kids at schoolyards and on playgrounds is something that is normalizing violence. And so even people that may not be following a particular strand, but have a violent streak inside, have pent up anger against whoever, migrants, the school system, not having chances in life. When you start normalizing violence, then you have to expect that these people feel more motivated.
Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.